empty there for a little bit, Wayne. It was empty, but the Lord saw fit. I'm so thankful. Anybody else before we start? Don't be disobedient. God's going to raise up and do something wonderful with them. And I promise you, Lord, He's going to do that. He's got a plan. He's got a plan. Yes. God's good. I was 28 years old before I came to know Jesus. Young people, I've tried everything the world has to offer. Everything. I'm not bragging on that. I'm ashamed of that. I wish I could go back and undo, but I can't. But one thing Paul said, forgetting those things which are behind, and we'll get to that verse in a couple weeks, that I'm pressing on towards the mark. I can't go back, but I can certainly go forward. And I can tell you that the world offers you plenty of sin, and it's fun, but it is not anything of any value or any lasting significance. And if you're in sin, and you know you're in sin, you're living on it in a slippery slope. You're walking on banana peels. And the world will tell you that it's okay. God says it is not. There's nothing that all you want to do is follow the Lord in obedience. Does that mean that you'll make mistakes? Yes. I'm not talking about mistakes. I'm talking about living in sin. Life's too short. 28 years old before I could have been there before, and I stand before you this morning, saved by the marvelous blood of Jesus Christ. I will stand before God one of these days in heaven, not because of my goodness or anything I have lived, but because of what Jesus Christ did for me. He covered me with His blood. On the cross, I was covered with His righteousness. I'll never stand right before God in any other righteousness except through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's what the cross is all about. And you know what? Romans says there's no condemnation, Romans 15. Therefore, there is no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. We will never stand condemned for our sin. Never. Sins of the past, sins of the present, sins of the future. We will stand justified before a holy God because of Jesus Christ. Because of His sacrifice. Because of His payment. He redeemed us. That means He bought. He bought us for the price. What was the price? His precious blood. That's what He said. Any others?
you'll search our hearts. Forgive us if there's anything displeasing to you. Father, you forgive us of it. And make us clean. Give us the desire to stay clean. Father, we come to you on the behalf of this mission group. Father, that your hand of safety would be upon them. Father, that you bless the work of their hands. Father, you give them traveling grace. Give them a desire to see the need of working for you. Help us, Father, to be that you would have us to be. Help us to see ourselves the way that you see us. And help us, Father, to be that standing in the gap, the one that makes up the hedge. Father, we pray for each one that you would bless them, you would encourage them, you would supply their needs. We ask it in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.